Blog Talk Radio.
What it do, schoolboy? Yeah, man. This is just a spinoff of the stand up, my nigga. Don't be mad about this, but I had to do something for the mixtape. That shit was hard as fuck. So, you know, I just did my own little version of it, you know, for my shit. So,
it's okay.
The dagger. Yeah. Now why is everything always a struggle and fight? It's alright, it gives me something when I step to the mic. The end is in my sight, but damn, look, it's so far to travel. And I done come along so far, so I can ready to battle. I gotta look up for them booty traps. Eating scooby snacks, you see that ranch hair, they off track. She need a match to stay in fact, the world of people in it, a fuck. Liars, cheaters, women, beaters, everybody's corrupt. Even me, from that last line, I'm two of the three. Even though I know it's wrong, because it happened to me. That shit hurts like a motherfucker, still I persist. Not jumping off a cliff, splitting wrists, and killing the bitch. If that happens, I go straight to jail, life sends in the hell. You ain't even working, bitch, I hope that nigga treats you well. I'm moving past you, I see you in my rear view. You just adding all the other bullshit I feel for. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. I gotta stay ahead, if you ain't with me, then you fall behind. I'm seeing through the pitch black. You wish that you had eyes like my materialism. Old prisons are racist. No one really gives a fuck, I'm dealing with the realism. Unity is close to none, watch your foes, watch your friends. Money is the root of evil, dying over Benjamin. Don't get me wrong, I love it too. Look at what we going through, but now I'm saying, if you see me, better follow through. Cause now I'm looking out for me, my niggas and my family. People on my level with the money maker strategy. Weed is for my battery, I'm smoking to charge up. But if I wanna act a nut, I pop a pill of power up. 83% in my cup, watch me as I float around.
Dagger, put your fucking arms down, you standing on the ground.
Happy faces got me dizzy, y'all, I'm feeling myself. And all these bitches want enough, so I'm just trying to help. Come on, stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path's long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. The dagger you can't be without, but people always talk about. I give you haters 12 bars, go ahead and let it out.
You ain't never struggled, never slept on the floor. You always out of home and food, you never ever been poor. Clean the dudes and bitch, you don't belong in the streets. You ain't the ghetto homie, more like Santa Monica Beach. Have you ever shot a nigga?
No.
Ever slice a dog?
No.
Ever slap a bitch?
No, but I push your heart though.
Seeing what we mean, you ain't just off for the struggle. And you ain't never been to jail, so you ain't never in trouble. You don't deserve the name of O.
No.
Your name should be Todd, cause you wear a button up and work an actual job. Do you furl?
Just pop.
You ain't hypey at all, we never see you at the swap meet, you shop at the mall.
Now I done heard what y'all done said, and I'm so happy that you think it's true. That means I'm doing something right, so all I say is fuck. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. But if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you. Stand up, walk strong, even though the path long. All I wanna do is right, but everybody's doing wrong. I wanna care, but I don't wanna fight, but I do. And if you feeling, fuck me, fuck it then, fuck you.
Morning, nice people who I still don't know your names and who mean nothing to me.
Well, I certainly hope that doesn't apply to me, especially after last night.
You got a point there, hot stuff. And if sex with the rest of you is half as good as it was with her, then I think we're all gonna get along just fine.
Yay!
But no, Peter, you can't have sex with the kid.
Well, I wish you told him that before he lost his memory. It was a joke! I was just making a joke!
That's your sense of humor?
I was just kidding. God.
Meg, that's awful.
Geez, you open your mouth for a joke once and that's what you come up with?
That's messed up, Meg.
I was just trying to be funny.
That wasn't funny. That was just dark.
Yeah, that's your father.
Oh, get out, Meg. Get out of the kitchen. Go on. Get out. Out of the kitchen. Go on. Get out.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bang All Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Slap Sundays, The Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day, Bang All Radio. Shouts out to Mystery Fair, my newest drop right there. Good looking out as always. And if you're here, I want to thank you for being here off top because, like I said, I know you got a lot more shit. You could probably be doing a lot of better things you could be doing than sitting here listening to my ass run my mouth for the next 2 hours. But also, instead of just me, you do got these independent artists from around the world with all these slappers because, you know, on Sundays, we play them hood knockers, them anthems, them party tracks,
them, you know what I mean, the ones where if you got 12s in your car and you driving down the street, this is the shit you're going to sub with your subwoofers and get the windows vibrating. So that's what we got up over here tonight. Let me start off with my business as I do as always. Off top, shouts out to Topaz to say, the big boss lady herself. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, no Slap Sundays, no shows every day on the week right here on Bang Out Radio. Excuse me. We got Monday, Tuesday, you know that's my boy Jay Patton, all right, Supreme over there with Steady Grind Network every Monday and Tuesday. Then you got me on West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, you know what I mean, that's where we slow it down and everything. Thursday, Friday, Topaz to Say herself, run a replay Thursday and Banging That Fire Friday. Sexy Amanda G on Saturdays and right here again, Sunday, Slap, Sundays on Dagger. Bang Out Radio. So we're doing shit every day, giving all the independent artists a platform to get their music heard and get played, all right? So if you got some music you want to throw in rotation, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. It doesn't have to be for this show, but just send me your music. I will find a place to play it, okay? And also at the same time, whatever new music I get is always the first in rotation on the following show. So if you send me something new, then you follow along on that following show, you're going to hear your shit in rotation. That's my word, because I know when I was out there sending out music, I know I wanted to hear it. So I'm going to make sure you hear it. What else? Remember, check out the website, www.iaamawards.com. Vote for your top independent artists. You got about one more month, y'all, to get y'all votes in. And then the voting is going to be locked up. The tallies are going to be counted. And then when the award show comes at the end of the year, we're going to see who's holding it down, all right? So make sure you get in your votes for your top people, your top artists. Make sure you get them in, because that's the only way they're going to win if you want them to win, all right? So get those in, too. If you want to call in tonight, 661-621-7559. You press 1 if you want to holler at me, or you can just chill, listen, and listen to the music, listen to me, listen to the convo, and you can jack in whenever you want to, okay? So that's the rundown, that's the start, but we're not going to officially start the show. Well, we are, but we're going to start it with some music, all right? So like I always do, brand new music right here, all right? YT featuring Mystery, Polo. Let's roll.
Leave them off with a gap to smile. I ain't no child. Better stop playing with your boy. Get it back. ass kicked like out. All my girls in the club,
go wild.
All my thugs in the club,
go wild.
There won't be no silence now, but you can't get it straight right now. We can hold them hands, brother. I ain't wearing my polo tux. I get my business, they say bust. Something like a raw flush. Pure white like cocaine dust. KTM, you know that's us.
Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the pocket. Pocket full of dead guys, I'm heavy in the game.
What's up, nigga?
What's happening?
How much is all that right there?
Shit, man, I don't even know. A little something.
Damn, all that in one night?
Man, you already know I was closed down.
Fuck it. Let's blow it all.
They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain. I got a hundred off my pocket, spent a couple hundred on the jeans. Rubber bands around them racks, money bulging out the seams. Yeah, I throw it up in the air, watch it flip down to the floor. It's like circus, so laid away, she fly up and down that pole. She a go-getter, gold digger, ain't fucking with no broke. Nigga better cuff your bitch if you love your bitch, cause if not, she gon' go with a big king of diamonds. Club play, 10 stars, magic city, I don't even see you haters, all I see. Pour some bottles at High Point, yeah, nigga, we did that. Said she broke with her man, so I broke her off like a Kit Kat. She was lying, fuck her crying, I'll bring her back tomorrow, pussy. I didn't want to keep her, that was just some borrowed pussy. Yeah, bitch, I'm ballin'. MVP, Derrick Rose, called a jeweler, Medusa. Now every watch stone is froze. Enough said, cold-hearted, no love of hoes. You would think I was from Harlem, boy, the way I tried to glow. Make it rain, 150, 21s. Me a trash bag, just stick it up. Now tell me who can fuck with us. It's pretty space, thick waist, but let me see you do a trick. Pussy poppin', clap that ass, and let me see you do the split. They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
Earn bread every day, I don't need a meal. She get a feel, I clean my nails, $100 bills. My cup filled, 2 sips to defeat the spill. Can't complain, pocket change or cover up the bill. Shit, gotta say it, I'm the man, bitch. Long bread, not the $5 sandwich. Big countin' dirty money, nigga, every hour. In that white chunky bib, call it clam chowder. Niggas so sweet, so I got the candy. Any wish you dreamed of, boy, I can grant it. They ask me how I'm doing, I say fine and dandy. Just whipping up a beat to keep you cooking like your granny. Damn, all about my cream, cash rules all. This rap shit is full time, you niggas on call. Fuck a different bitch with the same draw. Then my flow off the wall like handball. Oh, nigga think you hot, but we can smoke your flame. You can lose your heat like Deacon James. Got a major flow, let me bring the pain. Flexing hard, you can see my veins, can't feel my face. Novocaine, one nigga says I'm against the grain. Put me on a song, you know it's gon' bang. Bang, bigga bang, bigga, bigga, bang, bang. Stop.
Okay, running back.
Okay, all this rain on a sunny day, I'ma make the flood get washed away. Yeah, chosen nigga, I'm the only one. And y'all can take a long hike like you in the gun. They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
Close my eyes, only to take in the moment. Money on my mind, all that mind blowing. Life will bring you change, so you gotta spend it. And when you got sense, pay attention. Excuse me with that money talking. No more talk is cheap, nigga, you could get to walking. Make it flood while you blame niggas taking drought. Poppy in the head, your last thought licking out. Sheesh, dog. This nigga right here really is a beast, dog. 808s and class is what I feast on. Monster once I get to working. Thoughts, metaphors, lyrics, but I'm steady burping. I'm a motherfucker, hey Pops, how you doing? Everyone raps now, bitch, we making music. Shut your mouth, ho.
Talk it down, ho.
50 racks all in one, now let's go. Catch me in the whip when it comes to a bitch, that nigga like me don't ever trip. Fuck these niggas, they have these niggas, and all these niggas be counterfeit. No need for y'all words, call them instrumentals. Mañana mula, so I sell dinero.
They say they make it rain, we make it flood. Shorty grinding on me like we making love. Got a pocket full of paper, nigga, throw it up. Just made a couple racks just for showing up. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, bitch, I make it flood. We make it rain, we make it rain.
Who the hell was that? There was another Stewie right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I've been so damn busy lately. My schedule's been so packed. I felt like I needed some kind of an errand boy to do all my nitpicky pain-in-the-ass stuff. So I cloned myself.
You... You cloned yourself? What are you, deaf? What? So he's an exact copy of you?
Well, not exact. I have to remain superior, so I bred out some of the intelligence, made him sort of a simpleton, you know. I call him Bitch Stewie.
Would you like to meet him? Would you like to meet Bitch Stewie?
Yeah, I guess.
Bitch Stewie, come here and meet my friend Brian.
Hey there, Stewie. Oh, what's that? You got a friend? Oh, I'm always happy to meet one of your friends.
Dear God.
How do you do? Pleased to meet you. I'm Bitch Stewie.
He's got quite a grip.
Hey, Bitch Stewie, why are there no midget accountants?
Because they always come up short. Oh, another good one, Stewie. I don't know where you come up with them.
Yeah, we're back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And this is, again, Slap Sundays, where you know how we get down over here. We try to slap the stupidity out of people, try to increase the knowledge, try to share some knowledge, as well as play these top independent artist slappers, you know, for the next 2 hours. So that's what we're doing. That's what we're in the game for right now. If you want to call in, 661-621-7559, you press 1 to holler at me. You can just chill and listen in. Now, before we get into the official show, showing what the subject is about today, you know, I'm going to talk about my weekend, I guess, for right now. I hope everybody had a cool weekend, a productive weekend, a positive weekend. Mine wasn't all that. But, I mean, every now and then I just try to just get away from it all because there's going to be a lot of shit going on. There are a lot of things I've been trying to gather, get my head around. A lot of people actually trying to fuck with me and not in a good way all the time. So sometimes I have to get up out. So I just went on a little road trip down to Vegas and, you know, I didn't even get, you know, I didn't go to the strip on Vegas. I didn't get down there like that. I wasn't going down there to party. I wasn't going to do any of that extra stuff. I was just trying to chill, relax, get my head together around a few things, meet up with a couple of artists I didn't get to. Met a few people, but I didn't get to do what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? I went to holler at Topaz. Topaz was busy, but, you know, she's the boss. So, you know, she stays busy all day, every day. Shouts out to Chunks. You know, he celebrated his birthday and everything. Was trying to holler at him, but he got busy. So I was just chilling, maxing, relaxing. But just noticed a few things. Like I said, last time I went to Vegas, I flew in. This time I drove. Now, it takes about three and a half hours if you drive. See, if I wasn't worried about police, I could have made it a lot faster. But the last times I drove down to Vegas, I was smashing my ass off, but I got two tickets. So I was trying to slow down, just be calm, cool, and collective. And just a few things I noticed. One, I saw somebody that did get pulled over while I was driving. And it's just funny because you notice that police in the city and the desert police, or let's just say highway patrol, the highway patrol motherfuckers is funny because, for one, they always got that big circle hat. You know what I mean? Like, in the city, you don't get those. But the sheriffs and them motherfucking highway patrol, they got them big, like, circle hats, like they some kind of cowboy or something. And that shit is always interesting and funny to me because he was pulling over somebody. And then I didn't see it for too long, but, you know, it looked like a Nissan. It was like a little sports car. Had two little white boys in it, spike hair and everything. So I'm pretty sure they were smashing. He's just up there like, hey, what's up? Da-da-da, you know, little cowboy theme and everything. And it's just weird and interesting. And their cars be souped up, though, because the police cars, the highway patrol out there, at least especially between L.A. and Vegas, they be out there with the Mustangs and the Ford GTs and shit like that because motherfuckers be smashing. So they have to catch their ass. So it'll be cool. It might be cool to be a cop out there because, like I said, you got a really nice car, get to fuck with people, you know what they're doing and everything, but I wouldn't do it, but it was just interesting. Other thing I noticed, not a lot of birds in the sky when you're traveling between cities. And my thing, what I think it is, like I said, I mean, a couple of hawks and everything, but literally when I came back, all I saw was like three birds maybe. That's all I saw was like three birds. So, and it's just funny because the birds I saw, I think it's the wind factor out between the desert because, you know, they have warnings when you drive through the desert. That, you know, high wind shears and things like that. So when I'm driving, you can feel the wind, like, shift the car. You got to bring it back, stay straight, things like that. But I'm looking at the fucking birds, and the bird is like, how can I explain this? It's like, you know, when you download a movie on the internet, and if you try to play it early before it downloads, it'll, like, stop, pause, and then play a little bit, then stop, play a little bit. That's kind of how the bird was flying through the air. It would go a little bit forward, stop, kind of hang there, and then go a little bit forward. It was like, damn, motherfucking wind must have been pushing the shit out that bird. Like, wow, it was amazing. Like, I see why I wouldn't want to be a bird in the fucking desert anyway with the sky and everything smashing like that. I mean, it has to be hard to fucking fly. And you flying against the wind? Not good, not good, not good. What else went down in Vegas? Like I said, y'all, Vegas is also another place where the sun can be out bright as hell and it's still cold as fuck. I don't like that about Vegas. Because it's out there, like, sun rises, 6 a.m., sun's out, bright than a motherfucker, but still cold as fuck, like it's 12 midnight. And I don't understand that either. But, you know, I just, that's it's just climate out there. But then, you know, it gets burning up during the summer. But in this midday kind of stuff or mid-months before it gets to that, this should be cold in fucking Vegas. And also, you also got to realize, Vegas, Vegas is the strip. I mean, if you're not going out there to, like, really function, get turned up, party, spend a lot of money, and not give a fuck about things, Vegas is just like any other desert place, just like Victorville, just like all these, what are these other places I passed, Prim, however you say that shit, all these little backyard cities that be in the desert and everything, Vegas is exactly the same except for the strip. When you're off the strip in Las Vegas, it just looks like any other backyard town, and I that's just how I feel. You know, I was going through Vegas, and I was looking at things, and I was looking at people, and I mean off the strip, you know, the back streets and everything. You're looking at all this, and it's and it's funny because every place has a slot machine or a video poker machine. I mean, every place, gas stations, fucking bars, fucking probably the kids' school got that shit. I don't know, but every place has one. So they just constantly want you to gamble and just constantly put your money into the system and constantly do this shit. The only thing positive about Vegas is that it is cheap to live. They make it cheap because people are constantly losing their money on shit. They're gambling, they're doing this, they're doing that. That's why it's cheap to live in Vegas. They want you to stay there. Jobs aren't very good out there, though. So, I mean, it's like you're gambling with your life out there. And then the jobs aren't that bomb. You can't get a job in a casino with a record, any kind of record. They ain't fucking with you. So, I mean, if you ain't a hotel manager or something like that, then you ain't got that many jobs in Vegas. Just being honest. Unless you're working in one of the little fast food chains or a restaurant or something like that. But besides that, there's not a lot of jobs out in Vegas. So just a little – I'm not trying to dump on Vegas or anything. It's just that people don't realize. Like I said, ask somebody that lives in Vegas or that's been out there for years. They're going to be like, man, fuck this place. Because, like I said, all it is the strip. If you're not going out there to blow all your money, big party, drunk, be in there with all the lights and everything, then you also notice, like, even the strip don't be cracking during the daytime. Like, Vegas is a night place. It lights up at night. Shit gets lit up at night. Everything's all flashy. But during the day, it just looks like a bunch of buildings, a bunch of expensive buildings. So, I don't know. That's just how I feel about Vegas. Like I said, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting burnt out on Vegas. Maybe I just got different reasons for not wanting to be out there really like that anymore. But if you're not going to go out there and do it right, do it big, do it like you don't give a fuck, then no really reason to go out there. Like I said, I went out there because I was trying to be quiet. That's the thing about Vegas, too. Like I said, if you're not on the strip and you're back somewhere else out in Vegas or whatever, it's quiet. It's chilled. It's relaxed. Not a lot going on. It's just chilled, just maxing and relaxing. And I needed to do that, or at least I tried to do that, because, like I said, even when I try to get away, there are ways that people try to get to me and still be fucking with me when I'm just trying to just chill, put my feet up, and just not be bothered. Because, like I said, Dagger's got to relax, Dagger's got to calm down, or I'm going to get to the point where I'm going to fucking blow up myself. But enough about that. We're going to get into the subject matter after I play a couple more of these slappers, all right? So we're going to get right here with my nigga D. Littles. That's hot. Let's go.
I'm stingy with the money like my nigga Al Bundy off of Married with Children. Yeah, my style's very appealing. Won't stop clocking till I'm buried in millions. And my buzz got my whole area feeling like. Damn right, I'm on my David Ruffin. Straight thug until I die, so the ladies love him. I ask the streets and they ain't saying nothing but. Everybody know just who I be. I'm cushed out the game like it's growing from a tree. You mad cause my swag is noble, true, I bleed. Now tell me who wanna come against me. Come and get me. If you think you fucking with me, really y'all niggas just suck, Lewinsky. Sin City, we killing the game. Pitching cocaine and sipping on champagne. Bumping Temptations, I wish it would rain.
There is only one D. Ruffin. You wish you could work it the way I do. I'm the one selling all the tickets. They coming to see me.
Yeah. Built by the architect. Use my tongue like a gun. Young Malcolm X. Metaphor shred up every letter in the alphabet. Hotter than the weather in the Las Vegas desert. Made by the mob, so we bossed up forever. I'ma let the words flow and let the whole world go. Now I'm about to give it to them, bros. Going son of Sam, I'ma kill it on you hoes. It's the son of man, you should feel it in your soul, like. Yeah, supreme intelligence. My team I represent. The dream is heaven sent. We scheme for precedent. We leave no evidence, just pieces of skeletons off. Shit, different day. Blaze a little Toray and I drift away. My lyrical display make all the niggas say. Pay attention and I'll show you how to MIDI play. Sensei, MJ to the NBA. So believe me when they see me, all the bitches say.
What it do, Jazzy?
Bundy, bitch. I see ya.
Let me show these niggas how to rap on one
I'm
of your beats.
Dig this.
Look. They call me Bundy. I'm all about the money. Don't do consignment, so you ain't got a friend with me. She thinks she fine. That's why she acting funny. Since she heard I hang with Ben Franklin and them Jackson buddies. But that dro got me so high that you can't get shit from it. Listen to me. Play the post game. Got the position on him. Yo, what up, Jazzy? See you out in Cali shitting on him. Nope, there ain't no rain clouds. I'm up high. I'm pissing on him. Okay, let's get this in order. I went to Cali rolling. Put a blunt in a lighter. Pistol in a folder. And I don't need no throwback. But Houston Oilers. I'm a motherfucker, but I prefer your daughter. Boy, so hot, I don't need no water. Got that arcade, though, I'm blowing quarter after quarter after quarter. Shorty say, look, you always looking fly. Is you ballin'? I'm like, no cell phone coverage, I can't call it, darling. But you can't hang with me, ain't got no room in the closet. A.I.K., that's where I say, hey, welcome to the mosh pit. I'm from the dirty, dirty, where niggas ain't got shit. But a hope and a dream and an extended Glock clip. Carbon, no copy. You make it out of Little Rock, then you the hood's rockin'. Think it won't happen. Happened and you ain't heard my shit. Got it all covered, eight ball, corner pocket. Better tell them boys about me.
Second, fifth gear, zoom, I'm here to gear it up. Yep, I spit with them ghost tales. I guess that's why they scared of us. I came from an era of banging and Lil Rock with starter jackets and Nike high tops. We get a nigga shot. Don't need a shot, we setting up in front the Easy Mart. Right in front the liquor store. I know you see them cops, but niggas don't give a fuck trying to get it by any means. Why is that? That's how we talk.
I can cut it down. I can cut it down. I can cut it down. I can cut it down.
turn off autocomplete when I type in my password?
I understand your frustration. Did you unplug your computer, ma'am?
No. What does that have to do with anything?
I'm sorry, I've only been working here a short distance. How was the weather in Biloxi?
How the hell should I know? I live in Cleveland.
I understand your frustration.
I tried that, and it still didn't work. And I tried it again, but, you know, I still keep getting the same error thing, and it's really not...
Do people ever tell you you sound boring on the phone? Can you, like, shut up and tell me how to get this computer to show porn?
What? You've got to be kidding me. Where's your supervisor? Please, just tell me, how do you turn off the frickin' autocomplete feature? Because every time I try to sign onto the frickin' internet...
Do you have any matches? Try setting it on fire.
I want your name right now.
My name is Hamid.
Spell that!
Okay, Hamid.
We're back. Slap Sundays, the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And if you're just tuning in today, you know, we're talking about, well, we're about to just talk about what I want to get into. We're going to talk about the Matrix. Now, remember, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, if you want to get in on this. Now, here's what I mean by the Matrix. And, yes, I'm kind of comparing it to the movie. So if you've seen the Matrix, then you should have somewhat of an idea of what I'm going to be talking about. Now, when I say the Matrix, it's like I look out in the world and, you know, I go a lot of places, I deal with a lot of people, I go through a lot of situations, and I'm just looking at it all like it's just like the Matrix. I mean, that's all I can really say. It's like if you've seen the movie, it's like people are blinded by what other people are putting in front of them or what, you know, or what government, society, things like that. People are afraid to make their own decisions, to do things for themselves, to act accordingly to themselves, you know, to be themselves. They're so worried about what other people think, what other people are doing, what this other person has, how they can fuck up what other people got going on. They're so worried about that they can't focus on themselves enough to be better. So... but they rather live in that reality. They rather be dumb to what's going on around them. They rather be that person. They rather be stuck in that cycle that they're in. Instead of, ooh, excuse me. Oh, hold on, give me another drink real quick. What am I sipping on tonight? Hold on. Irken jerk and apple juice. Yeah, that's right. But anyway, they're so wrapped up in the falseness of what's going on or what they believe is real, what they believe is true, and how things are for them that they can't see things any other way. So they're trapped in the Matrix, and they will fight and defend it. You know, that's what I mean. They will, the person that could be the coolest person, you know, dealing with woo-woo, what's up, woo-woo, and everything, at the right time in the wrong moment, will turn into that agent and will fight you. And will fight you to the death over their little false, you know, over their false reality. And that's what I'm trying, and that's what I'm talking about today. That's what I'm trying to break. But hold on. We're going to bring in, I think I know who this is. We're going to bring in MIA in the building. Hold on. If I'm correct, I think I'm correct. I've seen this number enough. Hold on. There it is.
Hello.
MIA.
What's good?
What it do, Pippa? What you got going on?
Just chilling. Just got done eating some tacos, you feel me? Shout out to the homegirl, Toya, picking that shit up.
Tacos. That's cool. Homemade tacos are always good. Always good. Now, y'all fried your own shells, right? Y'all didn't get those store bought shells already.
Oh, no.
Right?
We got the mission, you know, frying good and ready. We got the cheese already shredded, you know. Lettuce, tomatoes, all that good stuff.
Just making sure. But, yeah, tonight I'm talking about the Matrix. And like I was just saying, it's like I be trying to unplug people. That's where I'm at with this. See, here's my whole analogy on the Matrix. Now, you've seen the movie, right?
Yes.
All right. Now,
seen it. It's a tight movie.
Yeah, it is. But I consider myself Morpheus. You know what I mean? I'm Morpheus of the movie. This is what I do. I try to unplug people. That's what I want to do. I want to I jack in. I try to talk to people. I try to conversate with people. I try to present them and show them different choices, different things they could be doing, different things they may not be used to. I try to show them different things. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
exactly. Then, same here, for real. But you can't show everybody, though.
That's what I'm saying. But then it comes down to it. It's like, okay, do you want the red pill or the blue pill? You know what I mean? That's what I do. I try to talk. I try to understand. I get an ideology of what people got going on and everything. And then I'd be like, you know what? Well, it doesn't have to be like that. You know, we can do this. You can change things up. But in order to do that, you have to make a decision that you want to change something. And
yeah, you're correct about that, for real.
And so, but see, that's what I mean. People are scared to make that change. You know, they're scared to make that advancement. They're scared to take that step. And like, and just like in the movie, they will defend to the death their ideologies, their thoughts, whether they be wrong or right.
Yeah,
now,
because they're living in that fantasy world, you know, where they get to, you know, basically be whoever they want to be and do whatever they want to do. And, you know, they don't understand really the difference between right from wrong. And it's okay to do something. It's just how you do it, you know. Some people just take it to the extreme. They too plugged in.
Too plugged in. Yeah, exactly.
Too plugged in.
And then, like I said, the person that you're talking to, or the person that you try to present, and the person you're dealing with or whatever, it's like they're cool until you make them question that reality. You know what I mean? This is when people transform. See, me personally, like I said, to be the captain of the ship, like I said, I'm Morpheus in this shit. I can jack into the Matrix whenever I want to. I'm one of the top people in the Matrix. Like I said, I could plug in. I could be MTV generation. I could be this.
Whatever.
I could be that. I could play that role if I wanted to, but that's not me. But see, the difference is, sometimes you have to get on people's level. You know what I mean? I dumb it down sometimes when I try to talk to you, because you got to do. I'm not saying dumb it down, but I mean, if you're coming from a different background, I'm coming from a different background. You have to be willing to hear what I got to say, and I have to be willing to hear what you got to say. Now I'm willing to hear anything.
Exactly.
Like, I'm willing to listen to you as long as you got something to say. There's a difference between people just running their mouth and people having something to say.
But there's really people out here that you cannot talk to, like, at all. Like, when it comes to changing, like, there's, like, some people smoke weed. Like, oh, I'm never going to stop smoking weed, and that shit is just how it's going to be. You know, that's cool and everything, but, you know, you have to at least look at the idea. You know what I mean? So it's just, like,
well, yeah, on the weed subject, it's like, I'm one of those people that's not going to smoke weed. But, I mean, I've thought about it. And I looked at that situation, but I've accepted the fact that I got way too many issues to not be smoking weed, because weed have me this is just me. Like I said, I know people that have stopped smoking weed, and that's a good thing. Like I said, if you got a good job.
But if you're a grown man or a grown woman, you do what you do. I have no problem with that, but I'm just saying for, you know, it's teenagers out here, you know, that's really out here on that stuff, so, you know, but yeah, Matrix.
Yeah, but that's just the hardest part I'm having to figure out about it, is because it's that when you try to awaken somebody, like, they're not ready. Some people are just not ready. They're those that are just really ready. Like I said, I come across real people. I come across some real motherfuckers and everything, and it's just like, okay, these are people that I can actually deal with. The worst part is, for me, at least the realest people I come across are nowhere around me for me to be able to hang out with them and chill, because you need to surround yourself with people with like minds, you know, that's doing something with themselves, that's got things popping, that's trying to better themselves.
Yeah, like me.
You have to be around those type of people, because these are the type of people that's going to help you keep going and keep pushing forward. You can't be around people.
You're looking
people.
For something new. You're looking for something more, you know, like exciting. Like, it's like traveling the world. You don't want to stay in the same place doing the same thing. And, you know, you just got to expand your horizons. You got to get out here and do things, meet people, network. And you have to be a certain way in order to get there. If you're too turned up and too plugged in, then, you know, too on the Matrix, then. I don't know what to tell you.
And then I don't know what to tell people either, y'all. That's what I'm saying. We're going to we're going to touch the Matrix a little bit more, y'all. We're going to talk about, like I said, the fights I done got into with people jacked into the Matrix. We're going to talk about what to do. Maybe somebody you know is jacked into the Matrix too hard. Maybe you need some advice on how to try to get them to come across. I'm going to tell some stories. We're going to try to figure things out. We're going to try to get things going. But we'll be right back. I'm going to go out right now, chilling with my boy Springs featuring Torch, Dream Girl. Let's go.
This is a dream girl. Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bank roll in my pocket, think she tryin' to break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. I let her rape me, yeah, yeah. 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 I let her rape me, oh yeah. That's my baby like Grand. She thicker than a Snicker. The way she looking now, might thicker than Tipper. Although I never paid, nah. Although I'm not a tricker, nah. Never mind me, blame my actions on the liquor. I'm snoring while I'm pouring, Patron got me on. She say she wanna leave, yeah, peace, then we gone. I'm standing at attention, I'm looking at her ass. My headlights on, I'm looking at the dash. She said, yeah, they said too. She said, you gotta give me proof. So I hit the E-way, and I threw away the roof. Switching lanes while I'm shifting. Tokyo drifting. Outside L. Dang. Interior Blake Griffin. Me driving fast. It made the trooper mad. But I don't mind his ticket, cause yo, she's super bad. Me driving fast. It made the trooper mad. But I don't mind his ticket, cause yo, she's super bad. Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryin' to break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me. I let her rape me, yeah, I let her rape me, what? 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 I let her rape me, oh yeah.
Shorty make you clueless, she pretty than Stacy.
Wow.
Lips like Angela, she thicker than Pinky.
Wow.
This bitch wanna rape me, I hit her, I'm lazy. Call her abortion mouth, she killin' my baby. Mommy hot, standing in her presence, feel like Hades. Make you wanna buy her ass presents like Mercedes. Take her on trips out of the state where it's shady. She said she have lesbian, so she in the ladies. She just wanna fuck all day, and the fool is crazy. Alright, I just twisted like a whirlwind. Evan's got some curly lips like Tony off a girlfriend. If she had it her way, she would suck me to the world. Shorty mean, fuck a dime, she a bean. Super, super bad, she the girl of my dreams. All them niggas hate me, cause they wifeys wanna rape me. I just break her back and then I let that bitch taste me. Yeah, I got dope, but that bitch would never break me. I do it and they love it, just do it on a budget. She a nympho, she wanna do it out in public. Damn, she a freak. Damn, she a freak. I just fuck her and put her in the bed under sheets. Now it's 90-90 for your wife. Capiche?
Lips like Angelina, she prettier than Stacy. Jasmine Sullivan thick, ass fatter than Tracy. Bankroll in my pocket, think she tryna break me. And I don't know about you, but I let her rape me.
I let her rape me, yeah. I let her rape me, I let her rape me, what? 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 I let her rape me, oh yeah.
riding with me, y'all. If you trying for me, bow, do a 540. I take the money to my jewels on me. Counting dollars, they for cutting my tattoos on me. Conversating with Vivi, what it do, homie? He need to cut the hair, but what the late news, homie? Ice cream scoop, just what I'm trying to do. So much money in the house, I need another room. Dollar bills toasted, fresh out the oven, and they look good. Now where the barbecue? Money in my eyesight. If it's looking good, yup, yup, I'ma bite, bite. Give game to these haters, watch it leak like a gas pipe. Throw money up and get it cracking like a bat fight. See you hating on me, homeboy, that's a sad sight. If you think you're balling, I will pop it. Black bite, mad left, mean right. Snatch up all your cash right. Disappear tomorrow comes, I'll ask about last night. What a boy.
Sundays, the Dagger, Bang Out Radio, LA, West Coast, all day. Chilling, maxing, relaxing, talking about the Matrix. And you know what I mean is like just how people are tapped into the Matrix. And what I mean by the Matrix is just the world itself and how y'all think that what people are presenting to you and what people are telling you and all the shit that's out there, government, whoop, or whatever, y'all think that all this shit is actually true or actually, you know, exactly, you don't question things yourself. You don't open your mind up and you don't ask the right questions. You just go along with what's going on, all right? Got MIA hanging with me, chilling. And then straight off the 314-0483, you got Dagger. What it do?
Yep. 0483? What it do? This your boy Mystery, dog.
Mystery? What it do, Pippa? What's up with you?
Shit, man. I'm just talking with my people listening in and shit, but bitch,
No, okay, that's for sure, man. So everything all good with you, man? I was playing a couple of your tracks and everything a little bit earlier, man. Everything good with you?
Yeah. Shit, everything straight with me, you know what I'm saying? Shit, sitting over here blowing a kush pack always.
Yeah,
I heard
yeah,
the polo, though.
Wait for the fucking homie to get here with my fucking rap so I can wrap up what I got right here, too. He just, man, I'm saying, I'm just half-assed right now. But it's okay. I'm in the game. We good. So, Mystery, what you feel about, man? I mean, you've been listening, you've been chilling up for a little while, man. What you think? I mean, am I wrong with my Matrix analogy? I mean, don't you see how people are willing to fight and, like, die for, like, the dumbest shit because they really think that's how shit is supposed to be?
Man, it's not a motherfucker like that out. This is what shit, like, it is, like, common shit. But, like you say, you know, motherfuckers will fight you on this shit. You trying to help them out, you know what I'm saying? Like, I go through that every day with people that I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? Just motherfuckers don't want to listen.
Like, so
anything
so
that goes against what they trying to do, they just, like, they take offense to the shit.
Yeah, you so right about that, for real. Motherfuckers do not want to be listening.
And you're not even trying to be offensive, you know what I mean? That's the cold part. It's like, it's like, yo, you really can't see any other way of looking. See, here, let me explain it further, because some of y'all don't understand what I mean about people being caught in the system. Like I said, ladies, let me talk to y'all for a quick second. If you grew up in, like, let's say you grew up in a single-parent household, right? You grew up, your father wasn't there, your mom had, you know, kids without a daddy there, maybe a couple of different daddies, woo, this, that, or whatever, you know, bad life or different life, whatever. If you grow up seeing that and then copy it and do the same shit yourself, you're trapped in the matrix.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're trapped in the matrix. Because you saw
Matrix.
It and you didn't do nothing about it, or you could have made things different, but because you think that's how shit is and that's how shit is okay, then you just went along and did the same thing. Fellas,
like,
if you...
I was talking to this dude today, right?
All
right. And, you know what I'm saying, he made me to record him and, you know what I'm saying, put him on a beat. So I was like, let me hear you. So I heard him. And then, you know what I'm saying, I'm like, I gave my little input on it. And straight got upset. I'm like, hey, dog, you gonna get upset? You want me to fuck with you on music? I'm like, you think I'm just gonna let him? Motherfucker think I'm gonna let him just come in and say what you want to say on my beat and it be done? I'm like, dog, I'm gonna put my input in all day. Like,
number one, and then number, and then also don't ask for an opinion if you're not ready for somebody's actual opinion. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of artists do that shit too, because we can all be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out here rapping that shouldn't be. Let's just keep it real. Period.
Can't rap.
I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Actually, I'm not sorry. There's a lot of motherfuckers out here doing shit that they shouldn't be doing. And I'm not. And like I said, I'm not about to sit here and say that I'm the best motherfucking rapper in the world, that I'll smash anybody. I'm not gonna say all that. I let my music speak for me. And anybody that hears my shit, you know what I mean, don't got a problem with it. Maybe 1 out of 10 people got a problem with something I may have said on the track or whatever. And I can deal with those odds. I like that percentage. That's cool with me.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't care about that. But if your percentage is like, if you take 10 people and 9 of them say you garbage and that one's like, you know, okay, yeah, that's cool, it could work, then you might have to switch some shit up.
Right.
You got to switch it.
And I can say this myself, because I'll be the first one to say it. When I started rapping years ago, when I started, I was trapped in the matrix. I was one. I've told y'all, we all start in the matrix. It's about who want to unplug and who doesn't. Let's not get this shit twisted. We all start in the same place. Because when you're coming up and you're growing up, all you got to really go on is your people that's around you, your family that's around you. That's all you really do know. But then there comes a point where you have to think and learn for yourself. And this is where people get shit fucked up. Because like I said, when I started doing music, I go back and listen to some of my old tapes, and I'd be like, damn, what the fuck was I doing? Because you could hear it in me. You could hear, you know what I mean? You could hear me trying to be like other people, talking about shit that ain't got nothing to do with me. You could hear it. I mean, I still have my little, you know, I have rhymes and everything like that, but it wasn't me. I was trying to be what other people had going on and everything, and I was trying to emulate that and just put my own twist on it. You can't do shit like that. Like I said, it was a transition for me. I started off as the balance. That's the one that, you know, I was trying to be nice to everybody, was trying to look out for everybody. My music was trying, you know, I was trying to give everybody what they wanted, move and everything like that. That shit didn't work. It wasn't me. And you can't do music for other people. I don't believe you can do music. You gotta feel your music and hope people relate to you. You shouldn't go out doing shit for other people. It doesn't work. Or sometimes it does, because a lot of rappers are out here doing shit for other people, but shit's working, so I can't even say that it's not going to work. But but you shouldn't. I mean, it just feels like you're giving away something. That's what I'm saying. You're willing to give up yourself to stay in the matrix. You're willing to do that. I couldn't do that.
Yes.
I couldn't do it.
I can't do it.
You know? So that's what it is. Like I was saying, and niggas, like, fellas, if you grew up in the house, like I said, and your pops used to hit your moms or he wasn't there, whoop and everything, and you grow up and have 6 or 7 baby mamas and you ain't in nobody's house and you beat on women and everything like that, you're in the matrix.
Yeah,
well,
you're stuck.
You're right.
You're
just
not,
like them.
You're caught. You're trapped because
sure.
You don't want to do what needs to be done to get up out and make things right. You don't give a fuck. And the kids that you raising or you're not raising or whatever is going to wind up doing the same shit too, because nobody's there to tell them different.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
Yeah, a lot of people are really stuck in the matrix about everything, you know, like far as like jobs and, you know, just school, everything, you know, they so stuck on one thing, you know, sometimes you just got to move on and change, just like you said earlier, it's time to take a change
like,
for yourself
like said,
and listen.
Jobs too.
If you
just got, or whatever, like I said, if you got a job, that's number one, point blank, period, thank you. You know, you get prosperous just having a job, because a lot of people are trapped in the matrix of feeling that they don't need a job.
I wish now, I was 18. How old was there?
I don't got nothing against hustlers. I don't got nothing against doing what you got to do to make your money. I don't have nothing against that, so I don't want to sound bad when I say this. But at the same time,
fucking young bucks,
you got to make.
What you got in your hand, bro?
You got to make legal money. Hold on. Mystery.
You do got to make me.
Yes, sir.
Who you talking? Who you yelling at, man?
Oh, my little brother. You walking out.
Oh, like. hold on. Pause. It's like, am I ain't doing dishes last week? Y'all need to be doing stuff.
My bad. It's loud.
No, it's all cool, though. You know, I just like, hold on, wait. Got it. You good, though?
I mean, it's real. You know, we slapping motherfuckers today. You feel me? We
just slapping
all kind of shit.
I'm trying to, and this nigga just showed up with the blunt wrap. Finally, nigga, can you roll the weed down, please, nigga? Shit.
See, you slapping this.
Now I got shit in my background, too. See, it's like, hold on, y'all. But, yeah, but anyway.
Right, you going to catch up.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch up now. Like, come on, nigga, I've been in the show an hour. I'm supposed to be in the high already. But anyway, here we go. But as I was saying, y'all, but like I said, my homie right here. I'm putting my homie into this. Now, my homie's not trapped. My homie's not in the Matrix, you know. This is what I know, like a mystery. Me, MIA, people that I really deal with are not trapped in the Matrix, because we realize things. Like my homie right here, you know, with his baby and everything, when he came up, shit was a little bit different for him. You know, Pops wasn't around, things like that. But he
right.
still grew up, and his mind was right. You know what I mean? He took it upon himself to be like, you know what? This shit ain't right. You know, something's not wrong with this. You know, just like
yeah,
in the movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like in the movie. You see all the motherfuckers in the Matrix and there's a glitch or something, or, you know, something's wrong with that.
Wrong.
You know, something's wrong. You might not know what it is, but you know it's something. You know what I mean? And I use him as a prime example, because him being out of the Matrix is just shit different. Like my nigga right here, he will never smoke weed around his daughter, will never have weed around his daughter, one of the biggest smokers I know, but he doesn't bring that shit around his daughter. You know what I mean? We keep that shit separate. But I know girls that will smoke weed with their kid in the fucking car during the hot box. Different.
Yeah, that shit is.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, for real, different.
It's a difference right there.
That's a big difference. That's a no-no right there.
But then if I'm the one talking about, you know what, you shouldn't do that, man, leave me the fuck. That ain't your kid. That's the, you know what I mean? And then it's like, well, in reality, you're right. I mean, why do I feel like I gotta speak up on the next person's child or something like that? You know? But the difference is, it's like if I were to do that around my kids or whatever, they wouldn't even try to stop me. They wouldn't even care. My nigga would slap me in the back of the head like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? Can barely even smoke in the car if his daughter's gonna get in the car within about 10-15 minutes. I can't even smoke in the car.
Still gonna
you know what I mean? But that's how it is. I can respect that.
Yeah. For real.
I don't like smoking around kids, period.
There it is, you know what I mean? But see, that's you, Mystery. Some people just really
don't give a
fuck.
Me neither.
Like, motherfuckers be up here, and they be like, man, come on, let's match, whatever. I'd be like, all right, cool. And then they got their baby with them and shit. I'd be like, dude, I can't go around kids, man.
Now, see, that's the difference between you and me. I don't give a fuck, personally. Like, if you
it's
don't care about
bad,
me smoking around, if you don't care about me smoking around, if you don't care about me smoking around your kid, then I'm going to smoke around your kid. You know what I mean? That's where I'm at with it. I don't care.
It's just me. You know? I'm a godfather of 19, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, it just, if you're not a teenager, you know what I'm saying, then therefore I can't be around you while I'm smoking. I feel like when motherfuckers become teenagers, that's when they become skeptical. And then, like, by all the parents want to hide it from their kids out here in the world and find, you know, and what they looking for, which that's the wrong thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom, she was always cool, you know what I'm saying? She always talked about everything. Nigga, and then no difference. She wanted me to know what's up. And
right.
then on top of that, she didn't want me to smoke in the crib. You know what I'm saying? Because she didn't want me out in the streets trying to find what I need or whatever and be smoking out her street and shit. And then fuck around and get caught up in some shit or get killed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was so fucked up that just walk the street, you can get murked. You know what I'm saying? So Shit, she let me smoke rib, talk to me about anything. She ain't had shit for me, and I turned out hella cool. You know what I'm saying?
Because your mom probably recognized you. You know what I mean? She realized the type of person, which is what I feel I would probably do with my kids too, to be honest. But hold on, we gonna get back into this. Hold these thoughts real quick. We gonna get into Dagger's double play real quick. All right? Because I had a lot of shit. People have been talking a lot of shit to me, trying to like take me out my game and shit. So I'm gonna tell them like this: if you want it, come and get it. Let's go.
I don't want any trouble with that. Get out.
Oh, shit.
How much time I don't have to
worry.
You got
to get that.
Give me the motherfucking videotape. Give me the motherfucking bitch.
Give me the videotape.
Give me the videotape right now. Hey, nigga, I scream.
Come on. Shut up. Yes. It is.
Fuck up with that noise.
What?
You got to shut the fuck up.
Hey, what?
Come and get it. Good looking out, Desi.
Here we go.
I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Always gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
How to run the world like Orientals when I feel like
you looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Bound and die, owes the body, I'm the one that's running things. Let me take the time to tell you about a nigga that I know. His name is O. Used to let him run the show, he had to go. Realest motherfucker, you and one to meet and one to greet. Women falling off their feet. With him to eat, beat,
nah,
never sleep. Only problem with him is I give a fuck. Helping other people with their problems, having fucking up. He never spoke up.
Nope.
He just turned his head and stayed strong while he was being disrespected, lied to, and cheated on. A nigga also deal with that. Trust me, y'all, he had it up. People think he got it easy. Please believe he got it rough. Told him just to toughen up. I'm trusting and believing folks. Laughing at the motherfucker, nigga. Don't become the joke. Keep the hope alive. Don't let him kill your dreams. Nigga, do your thing.
I
still see a wedding ring. Take everything that you can get. Earn your money, fuck the bitch. Don't worry, yo, the daggers.
Here we go.
Who they fucking with? I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The daggers here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide around the world like Oreos when I feel a gun.
You look dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Bound and die, owes the body. I'm the one that's running back. Now I'll tell you about another nigga. He's been dead a minute. Locked away his heart of gold. Everybody tried to steal. Stayed in school. He hated home. His father wasn't acting right. Daddy used to beat his mama. Had him crying every night. Mama strong. Learned to fight. She had enough of taking it. Instead of changing up his way, he changed the person that he is. Kid my age, but mentally the balance was ahead again. Kept everybody happy. That's the only way he hit the pain. He kept him at his very young. 21 at age 12. No one knew he had a problem. He was smart. He hit it well. Didn't want his mom to cry. Or people took a sorry for him. Slept with it every night. And woke up with it in the morning. He was dying very slow. The balance never had a chance to be a kid like other kids. He's busy in his balance.
Whatever.
There it is. Wanna know my history? There it goes. Balance out without a tear. Sacrifice created all. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point. Oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here.
On the loose and in the clear.
Hunt.
I can smell your fear.
Hide it, run away like Orientals when I feel a gun.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body. I'm the one that's running second. Now it's my time to shine, so let me introduce myself.
The dagger.
How you doing? I was created from the pain of hell. He kept me locked away cause I don't stop and never get enough. Oh, the man, but I'm the nigga.
Yeah.
And I don't give a fuck. I'm quick to kill a nigga, rob a Mexican, a slap a bitch. Stumble, but I never fall. Fly, but I never slip. Never trip. I know, I never stand for disrespect. I want a bad bench of life, like IRS, I come to late. Break your neck, watch your step, I'm running shit and feeling right. Taking flight of fucking bitches, catching on my website. I'm highly pissed, so watch me close and witness this.
Obliterate,
another bad creation with a fucked up imagination. Hesitation's not my thing, I'm hesitating long enough. People try to keep them down, the dagger's here to pick them up. Don't worry, yo, no matter what they got, you'll always be ahead. Let everybody live their life, we'll live like we already did. I'm tired of the bullshit, so listen up, cause this is it. I'm only getting smarter, way harder, and plus I'm well equipped. This is it, the breaking point, oh, it's gone.
The dagger's here,
on the loose and in the clear.
Hunt,
I can smell your fear.
Hide it, run the world like Orientals when I feel a gun.
You looking dumb, I'm working hard.
Extending my curriculum.
Doing what I gotta just to be the man and maintain. Balance diet owes the body, I'm the one that's running things.
Yeah, we back. Slap Sundays, the dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Bang out radio. Like again, y'all. Always something going on. Always some craziness. Hold on real quick. Checking people back in. M.I.A. M.I.A.
What's
hold on. Chilling, chilling, hanging. All right. I think I know what this number is right here. This my this is my boy Lion right here. Hold on. Got it. Come on, come on, come on. Bring it in, bring it in, bring it in.
Bring it on in. Come on in.
Lion, there we go. Lion?
With Gucci, it's Lion's Den the Movement. Y'all know what it is.
Yes, sir. What to do with you?
I know.
I'm chilling, man. Just, yo, I meant to get at the show in the beginning, but, yeah, I got caught up with a lot of things, so sorry for checking in late.
Hey, it's all good, man. As long as you're here, as long as you get here, then that's all that really matters, man. I ain't tripping on my end of things. What's going on with you,
exactly.
Lion? Everything good on your end?
Yeah, man, I'm chilling, getting some new shit done. I ain't missed the smoke session, did I?
Oh no, no, we still good with the smoke session. We actually we're gonna let the ladies take over. We're gonna let the ladies take over the airways in a second, and then we're gonna get into the smoke session. So actually, what I want to do is I'm gonna let these slappers keep going. I'm gonna let the ladies get in now, and then we're gonna come back right before the smoke session to get back into this Matrix thing. Because I got some, like I said, I got a lot of the music. I want people to make sure they hear it, because people sometimes say I talk too much. So, like I said, I don't wanna fall into that category.
Hey,
so.
Hey, you know what I say? I say that's their problem. They want to listen to your show, so they better respect that shit.
But I mean, like I said, I gotta say what I gotta say, and I gotta speak my opinion. I don't get to speak my opinion in any other way, and that's just what it is. So, and things happen when I say those things. So when things are gonna happen, then that's just what it is. We're gonna let the ladies run it right now. All right, y'all. JC, Adam A, let's go.
Did you just say KC and Adam A?
I'm
Sorry about that, y'all. Slap Sunday's the dagger. L.A. West Coast all day. Had to... Let me catch my breath real quick. Just had to run around real quick and get right back. Sorry I didn't make it back in time. This shit looped on it and everything, so I do apologize off top. But we are back. We are in the mix. I'm trying to bring my people back in. Give me a minute. Damn, I need some new fucking equipment, y'all. I keep saying that shit all the time because this shit is taking entirely too long to bring in my people. I got Lion hanging with me, MIA, as soon as I get him in. We got another caller, lost my boy Mystery. That's cool, shouts out to Mystery for always hanging in, checking in. Always give me some new music, always got some shit popping. Producer, I need a beat though. That I do need. I want a Mystery beat, nigga. I'll do it justice, don't even trip. You can check my resume. I'll hook that up. Come on, because see, now I'm going to have to do dead air time, and I don't want to have to do that either, because that's when I'm sitting up here talking to myself. Okay, we got Lion in the building. Lion.
Hey, Gucci,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir, we got you back. All right, hold on. Trying to bring an MIA in the building.
Do you got me?
I got you.
We had a little
hiccup, but we back. And straight up to 214-9209, you got Dagger, what it do?
What it do, boy?
What I do, Pepe? Levi, Sid in the building. What's going on with you, Pepe?
You know what it is, man. Just chilling.
Same things, new day, huh?
Yeah, man.
As you said. But as we were talking about y'all, we were talking about the Matrix. And now that I got some new voices in the game right now, we're gonna jack them into this Bang Out Matrix real quick. Now, I don't know if y'all caught the beginning of the show or what we've been talking about, but what we've been saying is just that there are those people that, well, let me say it like this. We've all seen the movie The Matrix, right? Levi, you seen it? Lion, you seen the movie, right?
Of course.
It's like we're all captains of our own ship. You know what I mean? We the other captains. We all on this reality type shit. Now, there are those people that are jacked in to the Matrix, that are in there fighting for, you know, things that are false, things that they shouldn't be, materialism, things like that, and they're willing to die for it. I mean, am I wrong in my little analogy?
Yeah.
Levi.
Yeah, man.
Man, what you got popping in your background, man? Your background's always cracking. What's going on where you at right now?
Oh, man. Of course, I'm here with YZ, my bro. He got the TV going. We're watching 2012.
Oh, Earth Falling Apart.
Crazy
Doomsday, movie. Huh? Oh, shit. That's supposed to be coming up, though. You know that, right? Your little Mayan date is supposed to come up. We'll see what happens. Well, hold on, leave.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
Boy, so he's trying to come up to Texas?
Hold on real quick. But Lion. So what do you think about that? Do you ever try to like not really change somebody? We don't want to change people. We don't want people to be how we want them to be. You know what I'm saying is just that there's a better way of going about doing things that people are doing.
And then
have you ever been in a situation where you try to explain that to somebody and they're like, well, nigga, you don't know, you know what I mean? They're like turn on you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, like, what the fuck? Like, straight turn on your ass, like, I wasn't even this cool.
And that's what I'm talking about, because that's the part that I'm trying to get through to people. It's like, you can tell when somebody's being an asshole towards you, and you can tell when somebody's actually trying to talk to you, you know? And that's what people
that's
don't get to do.
That's true sometimes, yeah.
But you know what it is?
everybody got, you got your guards up. You're not going to hear what the next man has to say. If you think you're perfect, you think you got it already, then you don't want to hear what the next nigga got to say, no matter if it's going to be
real. You're right about that.
Yeah, but, and then it's just crazy because that's exactly, people, that's what I'm saying. People are defending this type of reality, and these type of realities is what needs to be changed, like violence in the home. You know, these are things that need to be changed. And, you know, bitches, not bitches. Well, bitches, yeah, but I mean, girls just having sex way too young, you know, way too early kids. These people that are in this matrix,
and that shit is not cool. You know, just like you said, it's from how you grow up and what you see and what you're around. And that's going to, you know, how you are. That's going to be how you are. And you can either learn from it, be that way, you know, take everything as a learning experience. You know, but I don't know. Some people just stuck. You can't tell them shit. So let them people sit on the couch and not do shit and not move on with their lives. And I'm going to go get money. So.
And here's another matrix people are caught in. Now, people may get mad at me for this, but people that are really into religion are caught up in the matrix. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe in God and everything like that. And, you know, I believe that if you believe in certain things, then that's your business to believe in certain things. But where I have a problem with this is where people be like, where they, you know, they all holier than thou, they read the Bible, they do this, they do that, but they out here doing the dirtiest shit in the streets. You know what I mean? Like, but go home and want to be all proper in church every Sunday, like he don't know what you're doing if that's your role. You know what I mean? That's
that's definitely caught up in the matrix. It's really something wrong with that. Like, that's a big issue right there.
I mean, but it's being done on a constant basis. I know people that sit up and listen to church music all day in their house and, you know, singing along with gospel shit and everything, but is out at night doing the most turned up things. Like, that shit bothers.
You know what? At the same time, it's nothing wrong with that because you always have to give God his praise no matter what because, you know, he already know what we're doing, but at the same time, don't be fake about it. Don't try to act like you're holy and you're not doing this, you're not doing that. You don't like to listen to music. You never did a party. Like, you know, that's fake. You're not going to get...
And then don't look down on the next person. Like I said, like, you don't do your dirt too or whatever. See, the difference between me is, like I said, I believe in it. I'm not a real religious person. I don't follow things and everything, but I do the right things. At least I do my best to know to do the right things. You know what I mean? But
exactly. It's whatever one of those,
like,
do.
If you ever saw a hoodlum, it's like, you know, I believe in him. He believes in me, but I don't go in his house. He stays out of mine type shit. I mean, that's just a little bit how I feel about the situation right now. But for the, like you see what I'm saying, for y'all to be all so hardcore into it and everything, then be that. Be what you're saying you're being. That's what I'm talking about. Don't be no false. Don't half-ass shit. That's where I'm at with this is you don't half-ass nothing.
If you're going to do something, do it all the way.
Yeah.
Do it right. Exactly right.
Which is why I'm not like that because I'm not ready to go all gung-ho like that. Like I said, if I'm going to follow the book, I'm going to follow the book, you know, but I'm not ready to do that right now. And that's just me.
You know, and all that, you just got to be real with yourself. You got to be true. You know, you got to be willing to, you know, take up that criticism, that constructive criticism, everything that people is going to give you. You get that everywhere you go. That's the only way you're going to survive in this world. You can't just run around here and be like, okay, nobody told me nothing because I'm so caught up in this. You're not really going to get nowhere unless you just happen to find somebody who's just like you. And it's like, how y'all really going to get along? Or, you know, so.
It's not going to work. Got my boy Mystery back in the game. Mystery, you here?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thought we lost you for a second, LG. But nah. But yeah, I mean this is just all that I'm trying to say. Like people that are caught up in the matrix when it comes to relationships. You're caught in the matrix. Like one
Yeah, going for the same thing and
if you wonder why you have a problem. If you're never gonna have trust for the person you're with, then that person for one can never trust you. And two, if you just have trust issues and you're never going to be able to trust anybody, then don't get involved in stuff that you can't do. You know what I mean?
Can't handle.
If you know you can't be that person or be that way, then just don't be that way. I mean, I just I be swearing I'll be making sense, but like I said, when I try to talk to certain people, it's like I'm the crazy one. Like, and I'm talking I'm talking to four grown people right here, and they're understanding what I'm saying, so I don't understand what it is.
Because the rest of the world is retarded.
They're not smoking weed.
It's what we don't get. See, we see it, but we don't get where their mind is at. It's what we don't get. It's not really what they don't get.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that's an interesting way to look at it.
Because they ain't thinking about nothing.
But then are we wasting, but then are we wasting time? Like I said, we're all captains here. We all got our own spaceship. We all got our own crew that we deal with. Everybody that we deal with, I believe, you know what I mean, is not plugged into the Matrix. So we can have these type of conversations. But this is exactly what I'm saying. It's like, is that, when do we stop? Are we doing, should we stop? Because, I mean, we're getting outnumbered. There are more dumbasses being born every day and dumb motherfuckers and crazy people. You know what I mean? I think we're about to be outnumbered.
We are really being outnumbered. You're right about that.
We are really.
I mean,
more common sense, you
really
know?
Are.
And that's because all this stuff is going around. Like, people so growing up too fast, and ain't no values, ain't no rules being set, and it's just everybody, just parents want to be in a club too, and it's just crazy out here.
But see,
you gotta have your own mind at the end of the day.
I don't want to put this on young parents, but young parents is the main cause for that, because most of them don't give a fuck. If your child's acting stupid, acting up, they don't give a fuck. They still want to go out and have their own lives instead of taking care of that child.
For real.
That's what they learn from in the house. If you ain't teaching your child at home, that nigga's going to go out and do whatever the fuck he wants, and he's not going to learn any common sense. And really, nowadays, it's not about being smart. It's not that there's dumb niggas being born. It's that niggas with no fucking common sense are being born. Like, how do you not know how to think in a situation automatically? Fuck school, fuck a book, fuck the rest of that. How can you not just put yourself in a position and be like, okay, I need to do
exactly.
this, because if I don't, I'm going to get fucked up.
And it's interesting because people come at me all kind of sideways, like, you know what, you're a bitch because you didn't do this or you didn't do that. Like the car situation with my cousin and shit, you know, when he got me for like $1,200 or whatever because of the situation.
Man,
you know, people said I was a bitch because I let that ride and whoop and everything. But it's like, you got to think about it. It's like, one, this is my family. This is my blood. I've known this nigga since, you know, we was in fucking diapers and shit, you know what I mean? Shit got fucked up. I talked to him. He had situations going on. Okay, this is my family. I'm going to deal with it because I chose to do that, number one. Number two, what the fuck is me coming at this nigga all hard and everything about or whatever for going to get anything done? You know what I mean? Because me personally, here's how I feel, especially when it comes to owing people money and doing shit like that. It's because if you coming at me like if I've done something wrong or I owe you money and I know I owe you money, allow me to give it to you. Like I said, I'm not one of those people that do people dirty. I'm not one of those people. But if something happens or I'm in a situation or something happens, and God forbid, because like I said, I'm always involved in a lot of shit, so shit fucking happens. All right? But I don't try to get over on people. I don't try to dog people. I don't do that. Anybody that knows me knows I'm not like that. So if I'm trying to pay you back or whatever, then okay, allow me to do that. It may take time, but as soon as I can, I will. Now, here's where the difference comes in. Now, if in that time frame, you blowing me up, cussing me out, this, that, what's up, what the fuck you doing, all kind of extra shit, it makes me look at shit a little different. Because now I just see you as like any other bill collector. And what do people do to bill collectors? You know, I mean, that's not a good thing. Like I said, people, you got to realize the people that you're dealing with. I'm not one of those people. You have to associate yourself with the right people and believe the people you're dealing with. And also at the same time, never give out something if you can't expect it not to come back. I guess that's how I see it, because I've been giving out a lot of shit. I've helped out a lot of people. I've done a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect it to come back. If it came back, it did. If it didn't, it didn't. But that's not on me. I never gave out something I couldn't give. And that's what everybody should do. You shouldn't give out something that you can't expect that it doesn't come back. Because like I said, shit happens. You have to give just for the thought of giving if you want to be that type of person. Or unplugged.
It does happen.
It's, you know, shit, but like I said, I can't be this person. Like I said, I want to be, it's a lot easier to not give a fuck. And as much as I say I don't, because in a lot of situations I don't, but I mean, to not give a fuck and to really, really not give a fuck, there's two different things. And I don't want to
be
that.
Yeah, for real.
You know,
really, really not give a fuck.
Yeah, like, because it's a whole other side that I'm not trying to be, and it's like, that people want to see that, and it's like, you don't. I don't want to see it myself. I know that within myself that it's not going to be positive, it's not going to be good, so why do it? What's up, y'all? It's time for the smoke session. We're a little late with the smoke session today, but we've been having a good conversation. Like I said, people have been plugged into the Matrix for way too long, and we're trying to snap them back into reality. But you can't help everybody. Yeah, okay. You can't help everybody, but we're going to get to the smoke session right now. Let's start it off with Ivy Love. Let's go.
Closer to my dreams, I'm getting higher than Guapole. going on this train wreck. I hope it don't wreck my day. All this smoking and coughing, I can't feel my face. I swear the skywalker make me feel like I was out of space. Blowing on this fruit, lemon kush, pineapple grape. If you know me, then trust me when a nigga
I got
say,
bomb, hey, I'm high all the time. That flu dreaming, master kush, it got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time. That sour D's and OG kush, it got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that blue dreaming, Master Cushion got me blowed out my mind. I got that bomb, but I'm high all the time, that sour D's and OG Cushion got you blowed out your mind. I got that bomb, but.
What's up with the bro, nigga? Hey, get that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back. Right. I got a dub for some flight, nigga. Speaking of flight, TSB. Theato. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey, CA, motherfucking look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up from the swag nice like a reverend. Let me get stack of the kush, never stressing it. And a bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she want to touch. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a check, kinda like convertible, cop. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga.
Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
AC, nigga. She ate, bro.
King hat shades black trying to shit to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like the leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
No.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oak, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an auction. Loud packing the picker, what she saying sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that gun. Just 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to give it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga.
Yeah, that's right. We back. Slap Sunday at the Dagger. L.A., West Coast all day. Bang out radio. Get a nice little conversation we're going to have today. And damn, 2 hours is not fucking enough time to get into a real conversation.
It isn't.
Slappers. I mean, you know what I mean? Because this, I mean, if this was just some any other show, I think, you know, it'll be like, okay, whatever. But, I mean, we be getting into some shit. Like I said, I be talking my ass off, but I be having shit to say. This is the difference. And I deal with people and I talk to people that got a nice viewpoint. And we all different. Like I said, my boy Lion, you know, over there, good boy, you know what I mean? Moscato Man, you know, big guy chilling, you know what I mean? My boy Mystery, MIA. We all different forms of life, you know what I mean? But we come together on some like next level shit. This is what I mean. It's like Because people come together over different things. Some people come together over money. Some people come together over, you know, a common goal. You know, some people come together over, you know, just representing things. Or they, you know what I mean? You never know what people come together for. There are different reasons people come together. But this show, I've noticed, has brought certain people together. It's brought certain people that understand at least what I be going through in a sense, even if they haven't went through the same things. And the stories I've heard, I'd be like, you know what? That is some shit right there. That's some real shit. And you know, there ain't nothing but respect on that level. And I respect y'all for, like I said, always coming to hang out with me, checking in with me when y'all can, you know, y'all music and everything. Because if y'all anything just like me, or if y'all anything like me, especially when it comes to music, that's where I get out my shit. That's where I get out my frustrations, my anxieties, that's where I, and here. I got this too, so I got two outlets. But those are my outlets. And that's what I use in order to keep going and to keep pushing. Music has, like I said, as I always said, saved my life. In a lot of ways. So, like I said, y'all, we was in the Matrix today. We was chilling. I was talking to the other captains of the other ship. So, we're going to go down the list. Lion, fellow captain, just go ahead, like I said, let people know where they can find you and everything. Before you sign out, let, you know, just one piece of advice, you know, if you're trying to unplug somebody, what can you tell the people out there in the world? And everybody else, get y'all little advice ready, too. Go ahead, Lion.
Okay, I'm going to do this a little different today. If you want to find me on Facebook, facebook.com/lionsmusic, LIONZMUZIK, same shit all the time. When you go there, I'm going to be promoting a page, Terra Fairy Doll Society, two girls out of Texas, and they promote music. If you're a musician and you're looking for something, definitely check it out. Go like their page, handle your business. They do interviews and all that, just if you're trying to get some exposure. And follow my boy Montana on Twitter at TANNAH247, Tanna247. He's about to start. Well, I can't even say about to start. He's about to drop the mixtape. He's doing his thing right now. I'm about to drop another mixtape. I have all those songs to you soon, Dagger. Shout out to everybody listening. God bless. My one piece of advice, yo, to be 100, I keep telling people this, like, people that get pissy and have attitude problems, stuck-up hoes, all that shit, smoke some bud. That's all they need. I really feel like if they smoke some weed, you'd be cool. I really think if they do smoke weed and they still have the attitude, there's something that they're not letting down in their personal life. There's a guard that they have.
That's a good one right there. That's a good one, y'all. Lying right there. MIA, go ahead.
Yo, I just want to say, just be open to what people have to say. Try new things on a daily basis. You know, be happy. Smile more. Laugh more. And, you know, get unplugged sometimes. Try something different, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And Mr. Red. Yes, sir. Where can they find you? Where can I holler at you? Where can I get my beat at? And what's your piece of advice for all these people that still jacked into the Matrix, man?
Man, word of advice, just take advice. I'm saying, and run with it. I'm going one and out the other. Shit. You find your boy, just Google me. Mystery3WOSTL. Shit, Twitter, same thing. Reverb, same thing. Shit, just get at your boy, you know what I'm saying? Any tracks. Get at mystery34productions@gmail.com. Once again, mystery34productions@gmail.com. Holla at you.
There it is. And, we come to the end of another Slap Sundays, like I said. Let me give my guest my little final thought on the whole thing. Like I said, y'all remember Jerry Springer? Jerry Springer used to give his final thought at the end, sit in his little chair and just drop some knowledge real quick. I'm going to start doing that a little bit. I'm going to try to. But, just on today's subject, I just want y'all to open up your minds. Just don't believe everything that's going on. Don't think that whatever you're doing or what you're stuck in or what you're doing is the only way that things need to be done. Don't leave the violence especially alone, because violence just begets more violence. When you do something to somebody, they do something back, and it just keeps going and it just keeps growing. A lot of shit just really doesn't matter. If you give shit time, if you give things, you know, time to go on, to progress, to move forward, things can happen if you allow it to happen. And that's just basically it. Don't get sucked into what everybody else wants you to do, what everybody else wants you to be. Be yourself. Be your own person. And if that person is like, I don't know how to say it. You got to look at yourself. You got to be able to look at yourself before you point the finger at the next person. Because if one of the things somebody used to always tell me, if you point the finger at somebody, then there's four fingers pointing back at you. Think about that. All right. Think about that. This is words for knowledge. But we're about to get up out of here, y'all. Remember, if you ever want to send in your music, all independent artists and everything, I'm accepting all music. I will find a place to play. Bagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Send it in. Slap Sunday, 7 to 9. We'll be right back here next week. See y'all West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, 9 to 11. Shouts out to Lauren. Shouts out to MIA. Shouts out to Mystery for hanging with me today. We about y'all. Thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time. See you next week. And we're going to roll out with this right here, Architect featuring Dagger. Let's go.
Money in the south, it's me, I've been on the pot. Getting big every day, they caught me to get better.
Yeah, I got so drunk, and I just woke up. Got some bitches on my mind.
C-H-I-T-E-K. I work hard, now it's time to play. And every time I'm out, ladies look my way. Looking fresh, so I seen the glow. I guess I have something ain't seen before. I don't fool around. Baby, you too hot, let me cool you down. I ain't talking about no new addiction. This hoes got more tricks than a damn magician. Get the blame, I ain't Lil Wayne. I can't make it rain, plus I got nothing against him. When I get my hands on a billion, I plan to own land, leave some for my children. Right now, you can't understand. I know later on,
everybody gon' feel him. Yeah.
Drinking till we drop. When you having too much fun, sometimes you don't know when to stop. I don't know what that's about, but I don't even think to count. I'm just speeding on the highway, man. Which way's my house?
Class. Yeah. Keep moving. Stay busy. Keep proving. Yeah. I like that.
Double G, I need an ER.
Last night
I went out and I went too far.
Yep.
I don't know what happened. Shit, I'm trying to remember.
Dude, where's my car?
And where the fuck is the fender? Never a pretender. I was hold down and toe up. Hold up. Had to throw up. Time to roll up. Gotta calm my senses. Had a whole lot of bitches trying to grab my wishes. Life of the party. 151 Bacardi. Lardy Dardy.
Hey, it was crack and shouting.
Wait, hold up. Fuck that.
Bring it back.
Won't give a bitch shit. She couldn't even catch a contact.
I'm feeling myself.
I gave a bitch in the ribs. You go digging silly
rabbit.
Chicks for the kids. Yeah, my roots are nappy. So I'm
falling on the buses.
I
I love it when I get to act the ass in public. 4 pills of bottles, 4 pounds in the sticky head, get like me, you can't.
Nope.
Not even a little bit. Then I
blacked out
like I didn't pay the light bill.
Fast forward,
add Denny's,
ordering the kids now. I ain't straight,
I hallucinate. Yeah, I'm talking to a plate with a Mickey Mouse pancake. Fantasy reality, I can't tell the difference. My body's right here, but my brain's in the distance.
Then I
smashed out without a thought or a delay. I'm high and thinning,
drunk
driving on the freeway. Mama, can you see me? Blindfold, no hands, doing 150 in an old Dodge minivan. Just as I can, and can't nobody stop me.
Bloop, bloop, pull over.
Damn, I got cocky, I still passed the field test.
Yep.
He was very impressed.
Yep. Just waking up,
I ain't dealing with the seat yet.